Hello?
Hello, my name is Deja, returning your call from customer support. How may I assist you?
Hold on a second. Who are you again?
My name is Deja, returning your phone call from customer support. How may I assist you?
Yes, I'm calling. Are you with General Electric Electronics?
I'm a third-party call center for many merchants. If you provide me your zip code, I can tell you what you have been charged with.
Okay, 77465.
Okay, and could you provide me with your first and your last name?
Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Garcia.
Okay, thank you. I was able to locate your account in our system, but for security purposes, could you provide me with the address that you have on file with us, please?
It should be the P.O. Box 344, Palacios, Texas, 77465.
Thank you so much for that authentication. Give me 1 second. My system is loading slow, and once everything pulls up, I can tell you what you have been charged for, sir. But so far, how have your day been going?
A little hectic.
Oh, no. I do apologize. My system is running a little bit slower than usual, but if you bear me for a few more moments, I'll be glad to assist you once to come up.
Okay. Somebody's trying to call me, but I'm going to deal with you first.
Mr. Jesse, are you still on the line with me?
Yes, I'm here just waiting on you.
Okay, I'm waiting on my system, and I do apologize for this hold. Okay, Mr. Jesse, it shows that back on December the 11th, you paid shipping and handling for the price of $825 for a drone.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Oh, excuse me. With that drone, it was free. You only was responsible for paying shipping and handling. So I'm assuming you took a survey, and at the end of the survey, they told you you won the drone, and all you had to do was pay for shipping and handling?
Yes.
Okay. It was a 48-hour subscription that gave you that time frame to cancel it. And if you did not cancel it, that you would be charged full price for the membership to our Factory Direct Savings Club. And every month that you are charged, and in return, you will receive a $125 gift card to use at our Best Consumers Gadget Club, which is our online web store. And so seeing that you were calling in reference to the charge that was, well, it was declined by your bank, but for the amount of $67.32 on the 16th?
Yes, today. Yeah, the thing is, I don't remember reading any of that other stuff. I remember that the drone was supposed to be free. All I had to do was pay shipping and handling.
Okay. Well, give me,
all the other,
if you give me a,
anything else about doing a survey in 48 hours or anything like that.
Okay, if you will bear me for a few moments, I can go pull up to see exactly the actual terms and conditions that would show that you were showed at the point of the purchase, if you will bear me for a few moments so I can over to review it for you.
Thank you.
Okay. Are you still there, Mr. Jesse?
I'm still here.
All right. Just want to make sure you're still here and let you know that I'm still on the line with you.
Yeah, I'm just kind of writing down everything.
Okay. Oh, this system wants to move so slow today.
I'm hearing that from everybody.
It's a bit frustrating.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, it shows that you were canceled when you called in earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they did cancel it. Okay, so with the terms and conditions that came up on the website, I was able to locate it, and it does indicate that you agree to be charged this one time charge for the amount of $8.25, excuse me, for shipping and handling, and that you have 48. It was saying that in 48 hours. Without cancellation, you will be charged the full amount of the total amount of $67.32 monthly for a membership. And within that membership, that we will supply.
I would have never agreed to that if I'd have read that.
Yes, sir, and I do apologize for the misunderstanding or any inconvenience that it may have caused you, but the last agent that you spoke with earlier today around 2 p.m., she got you
I didn't speak with anybody. I held for 11 minutes, and a recording came back saying that you would call me back.
Well, it shows that. Give me one.
I didn't talk with anybody.
Well, it shows.
With you guys. Nope, didn't speak with anybody. I made the call at, I wrote down the time, or did I?
According to the notes. Oh. Did you call your bank?
On.
Did you call your bank?
Yeah, I called my bank. I talked to my bank.
Okay, well, that's what happened. And so by you contacting your bank called us. And
oh, really?
Yes, your bank, because that's technically you called your bank and authorized it as a fraudulent charge, correct?
Right. I sure did.
Okay,
yes, I did.
And by you calling your bank and authorizing it as a fraudulent charge, what your bank will have to do is open up an investigation. And of course, since we are on it and we charged you, they will have to contact us. And what we do is provide them the information, which are the terms and conditions that I just read back to you that was supplied on the website, so that they will know that it was a valid charge. It was not a fraudulent charge that we charge you.
Well, I'm still getting those same ads from you. I'll have to read it again, but I don't remember reading that. So I actually disputed the 825 because I figured if you charged me for this and I wasn't aware of it, then I'm requesting the 825 back, seeing how I'm not going to get the drone.
No, the drone, you'll still get the drone whether you canceled any subscription or not. You're still going to get the drone. We don't do refunds on any of our products, so you will still get your drone. Anything that you paid the shipping and handling on, it has already been shipped, and you're still going to get it whether you can't call and cancel today, tomorrow, any other day. You're still going to get that product.
So I shouldn't dispute the $8.25.
No, you shouldn't dispute it. Even if you did with your bank, you're still going to get the drone either way it goes, because it's already been shipped. You just probably haven't received it yet, but it's been shipped.
Okay. When did it go out?
It's actually... Oh, no, since your bank, because it shows that your bank actually wanted your bank contacted us, they canceled everything, so, and your drone was not yet shipped, so it's not coming.
Okay. So the 825, I'll get that back, correct?
That'll be up
here. I've already disputed it with my and see, I did this all today. So all this came about when this couple hours ago when I got the notice that 6732 hit my account. And so that was the first that any of this happened, you know, where they called you and so forth. So it's not being shipped. So the 825, I disputed it. So I guess I'll just have to wait to get that back.
Okay. Well, what we could do is if you was to contact your bank and have your bank to contact us and drop the dispute, we could fully refund you your money, the 6732. Well, we can't even refund you the 6732 because you were never charged for it. Right.
Yeah,
you wasn't charged. And it shows that you fully, it says on this account that you were fully refunded for $825. That's the reason why you're not going to receive the drone, because it was not even shipped. So the $825, when your bank did it, your bank refunded you. But I don't know on that end, since we supplied them with the fact of the terms and conditions and showed that it was valid charges. I don't know what precautionary reasons, I mean, you know, terms you would have to go on with them about that.
I'm not going to do anything. Did I order anything else from you guys?
Give me one second. Let me look over your account to double check.
I did through somebody else. And now I'm kind of wondering if I'm going to get the same kind of treatment I'm getting with these surveys and stuff and other charges. I'm going to go back and read them all. I keep getting them. The same one about the drone, these cameras, lighters, all kinds of stuff.
Okay. As a pun looking, it shows that you have a hero fit. That's an, give me one second. I can tell you what hero. It says hero fit. So give me 1 minute so I can tell you what that is. Okay, hero fit is an app that comes along with the, Hero Fit is an app that comes along when you signed up for the drone. You wasn't charged for that. And the fact that, you know, you disputed all charges on the account, you won't be charged for it in the future as well. And it's also been canceled. So you're good. You have. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the app was an additional charge if I had a. Or was that part of the 6732, the app?
Yes, it was.
Okay. All right, I'm starting to understand this a little bit better. Okay, then I appreciate you calling me back. And, you know, I just need to read this a little bit closer. But I'm going to read it here in a bit. I'm kind of right in the middle of something, sitting in my car at a station right now. I appreciate all your help. And I'll just wait and see when I'll get that 825 with the dispute I filed with my bank.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate you calling customer support. I was happy I was able to assist you. If there's not anything else I can assist you with on today, thank you for calling customer support.
Okay. Thank you. Bye now.